Hey, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joseph, and we're joined today by author Randy Newman. Randy, thanks for dropping by to Overflow Today.
Sure, it's great to be with you.
Randy, you've got a new book about family. What's it all about?
Well, it's called Bringing the Gospel Home, and it's published by Crossway, and it's about how do we witness to family members. It seemed that every time I spoke about evangelism to a student group or a church, that was always the question that came up during the Q&A time. How do I talk to my father? He's an atheist. Or my brother, he's gay. Or my sister, she's into Wicca. So I wanted to try to take on some of those difficult emotional situations and talk about how the gospel intersected. You know, family is the place where people just assume that they love and that they're loved, but they don't express it very well, or they don't express it at all. It's just assumed. And so it's the place where love is craved the most and yet received sometimes the least. Well, there were quite a few people who told me that they wished they worked on showing and expressing love far more than trying to communicate a cognitive message. Now, the cognitive message is important, and we need to put words to it. But I think there's a lot of unsaved family members who think we are one-dimensional. We have one message, and it's all about Jesus and heaven and hell, and that's all we ever talk about. And so there were a lot of people who said, I wish I would have entered my brother's world or really found out what he was interested in or what she was interested in. There was one extreme of too fast, too soon, too much, all the time, or nothing. And I think people felt that they had to choose one of these two options. And they really didn't like either one. If they show even the slightest amount of acceptance of one piece of the, then we want to jump in and dump the whole rest of the whole, you know, all of our apologetics, all of the Bible verses that we know, all into one conversation. And we want all people, especially our relatives, to jump from no to yes. No, I don't believe it. Yes, where do I go to be baptized? And for a lot of them, perhaps it's, well, maybe I ought to think about this. You know, I don't consider these things, but boy, maybe I should. Let's try to think incrementally, gradually, small doses. There's something that's counterintuitive for a lot of Christians. One of the things I talk about is the willingness to be able to move gradually. We need to move, I think, quite a few people to the maybe category and let them wrestle with it there.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.